Public hearing is conditional use number 1960, Harry H. Isaacs Jr., Farm Boys LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to modify the boundaries of an existing conditional use number 1699, also referred to as ordinance number 1936, for a go-kart track to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.24 acres more or less, lying north of Reynolds Pond Road, also referred to as Road 231, and 520 feet west of Route 30, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID 2-35, map number 6, parcels 10 and 10.05. A gentleman did not request comments from the Department of Transportation since the only intent of this application is to correct the boundaries of the conditional use due to an error found in surveys. We did receive a couple agency comments. On April 15th of 2013, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum and references that the parcel contained 6 soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that on-site drainage improvements may be necessary. We also received comments on April 22nd of 2013 from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and again in the form of a memorandum in reference that the site is not in a proposed or current county-operated or maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. I'd also like to advise you that the current or original go-kart track being conditional use 1699 was reviewed by the commission on September 13th of 2007, and approval was recommended with conditions, that the county council reviewed and approved the application on October 2nd, 2007 with conditions, and that the conditions included, one, the use shall be limited to go-kart racing only. The hours of operation shall be one day per weekend, and in other words, only on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. On the nights of operation, the hours of operation shall be between 12 noon and 12 midnight. That all lighting shall be directed so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or Route 30. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. And I would note that the original conditional use boundary, if you looked at the site plan, the solid dark line to the right where it says existing entrance, that line went through the two buildings on the right and then projected across the rear line as drawn with a bold line and then came back down through about a third of the racetrack. So that portion that where you see the extension off the right side, that portion of the racetrack was out of the boundaries of the conditional use just by error on survey. And then there's a small piece of the race go-kart track that took up about encroached about seven feet onto the other lands owned by Farm Boys LLC, which is the 1.07 acre lot that's on the front. And then boundaries went around those two parcels. So their intent is to correct the boundaries of the conditional use to contain the track within the parcel and to delete that portion that included the buildings.
All right, sir.
All right.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Come on up and give us your name. If you would, please, and we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
My name is Harry Isaacs, Jr. I live at 22066 Reynolds Pond Road, Ellendale, 19941. As Mr. Lank said, I was here in 2007 and asked for an AR, change to conditional use. We received that. And in the last 6 or 8 months, we've discovered that the conditional use does not contain the whole tract. So all we're asking for is a boundary move of about 50 feet, so everything will be inside and legal.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you, just in case. Mr. Burton?
I understand the application. Are you, the conditions that were placed on it in 2007, you're okay with today?
Yeah, nothing is changing. Parking's the same. Everything's the same. We just need to move the conditional use line to get all the track inside.
I understand the application, and I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
I understand the application. I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
I understand the application. I do have one question. Do you see this reconfiguring this having any adverse values on any of the surrounding properties?
No, sir. I own the property all around it. The way we're moving the line over is going into low ground anyhow. Can't be used for anything. I own the house out in front of it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1960, Harry H. Isaacs Jr., Farm Boys LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1960? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.